one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
All right, Lowell Feldman.
Present.
William Chellis.
Here.
Michelle Huck is here. Albie Bachman.
Here.
Nadia Raj.
Here.
Joshua Potosik. Make sure your button is green here.
Hello?
There you go.
On today's agenda. Oh, let's go out of order a little bit. This would be first. Insurance policy.
So we had received the two quotes, but it was actually really the same company that quoted us through two different agencies.
I was wondering that.
So it's
very confusing.
$1,000 for the policy, $250 for the application fee, so it's $1,250. So as long as the one is okay.
That's what I'm used to for officers' insurance.
Yeah.
It's right in the ballpark.
You want to just take a motion and a second for authoring?
Go with this lonely company.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, after A, approval of that draft request for proposal, I've gone over emails that were sent out. Item G was added, certainly, indicating preferential treatment for Sullivan County residents. The other changes that we discussed at the last meeting, which really involved the dates, the cost of the bidders, read on last night, and the dates, if anybody had a chance to review, the dates were highlighted in the minutes when they were distributed to the RFP notice to go out. I don't have a problem at the moment, but October 9th, I believe, Michelle?
Yes, it's going to go out on Friday, and then we have every 2 weeks for an additional deadline. The other change that was made was the clerical change in the management of the CHA versus the lease or the sale of the CHA.
Right, yes.
And also the rating part of the A through G.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
As far as I see, everything we discussed and agreed upon last time, changes were made and incorporated, so motion made.
I'll second that for further discussion. So the changes were made, which are good. Getting back to Mr. Chellis's G, the commitment, which I agree with 110%, if not more. And I know Mr. McGuire said that we're going to deal with this in the contract, but when the companies, when the agencies come and submit their proposals, mm-hmm. how are they going to do this in their proposal?
They're going to hit on all of the points that they can hit on in A through G. You might have some that say they can't.
They can't.
But that's going to be in their
proposal.
Would
that be a disqualifier then, or?
That would be up to us to disqualify them or not. Now, I think it's going to be all part of the interview process too, because we're going to be able to get into details of how they are going to prioritize it.
Okay.
Or if we're reading what they're submitting and we have 20 other questions to ask specific to G, that's our time to ask.
Okay, that's number one. Number two is the timeline. So by Friday, this is going to be published.
Yes.
And then in 3 weeks, right? I don't have my calendar in front of me. In 3 weeks?
In two weeks after that, questions are due.
Okay.
2 weeks after that.
So the questions come in. Who responds?
Allison is going to respond.
Okay.
From purchasing. She's going to get the questions. She's going to give us the questions. We're going to be able to answer those questions. And she'll send out an addendum to all of the people that she has on her list. She'll issue an addendum.
Okay.
Which
so
goes to everybody.
So we will get the questions as well.
We're going to answer the questions.
Okay, fine.
So, yeah.
Okay. And then an addenda will be issued November 6th, which is...
2 weeks after
two
that.
2 weeks after that. Okay. And what is happening during the addenda?
the addendum goes out to everybody, which gives them the question that was posed and the answer. So if I'm responding and you're responding, I'm going to know what questions you asked and the answers, and I'm going to know what, and you're going to know what questions I asked and the answers. It's a fair playing field for everybody.
Okay.
And then they get the answers to those questions. Questions stop after that.
All of the folks that submitted an application.
Yes. Well, and anybody else. Anyone who submitted questions.
Right.
Along with the list of people that we already have that have interest.
So this is really going to be open and transparent and everybody.
Same way we do RFPs for the county.
Okay, that's fine.
Same process.
Just want to make sure. And then 2 weeks after that, the proposals are due, and that's the bid deadline?
No bid. We're not bidding. This is RFP. So the RFPs are due on November 20th. I see it does say bid deadline. Do we have to change that word, Mike?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter? Okay.
So the proposals are
due November 20th.
Okay, what happens after that?
I would think that we start the interview process. We go through them.
Start reviewing them and start setting up interviews with the vendors that we select.
So if I may, what should probably happen is either Allison or Michelle or somebody else should have the proposals available for folks to come in and sit maybe in the committee room or wherever to review them. And then we would need to have one meeting, keeping it on that timeline, say 2 weeks after November 20th, where we could try to pare down the number of applicants to like five, and then schedule them to come in to meet with this body, because this body has to submit three entities, to the county legislature in no particular order, and the county legislature then must pick one of those three. So I think that's the most ordered way to do it. You'd probably be looking at actual interviews. I don't know if we get it scheduled in December, it might be January. You might get some in December.
Well, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here, but you know, with the COVID cases slightly rising, we don't know if there's going to be a real second wave or not. So if that happens, that's probably going to postpone this even
more.
Well,
obviously, right. What we can do is plan a process.
Right.
And if circumstances beyond any of our ability to control cause those to be altered, it's going to be just like it was on March 8th. It'll be altered because obviously we don't want to imperil anybody, and we don't want to be unreasonable. So, but I think we do need to set a plan, and if that plan needs to be altered, then it needs to be altered. Even the D-Day invasion was altered a couple of times.
Yeah.
They thought it was going to be a pot of Colette.
So November 20th, the proposals are due, and sometime after that, depending on the state of the world, we
right.
will then choose or meet.
Yeah.
And then
we're going to meet to go over
right.
the RFPs
mm-hmm.
to figure out
and
who
eventually
we want
choose.
To bring in to interview.
Okay. Very good.
Just want to make, I know we put in there a comment that person visits are not currently allowed to regard the state emergency order, but on the list we don't have any complete schematics. Are there blueprints available that ICATS or something that can be included with the exhibits that we're sending out?
Blueprints of the facility?
Yeah.
I'm sure that we do. I'm sure that we're talking about a tremendous expense to copy blueprints. I think all the floors, I have been in the facility, but not since I've been in my current role. But Albie, you've probably been in the facility more recently. I think each floor is the same.
Little modifications, you know,
okay.
They have a couple other offices, a hair salon, et cetera, but
right.
they're set up the same.
Basically set up the same.
I can see what our Commissioner of Department of Public Works has. He might have something that we can scan.
And it's usually they have plumbing, electrical, whatnot, and even, you know, if I was a series bidder, it's a, getting into this, I want to see the physical plan. It's like, even either a virtual walkthrough, or we had somebody that would utilize the photographs to be included.
The realtors do that all the time.
Well,
we've talked about.
They do virtual walkthroughs and.
We've talked about, and Dan is there at the door, Dan or someone filming a walkthrough and just putting that online on the, on our website, the LDC's website, so that they can go in there. I mean, I don't know that to get into the plumbing and the electrical schematic is necessary at this point.
They may want to do that when we interview, and the ones that we pick.
Get closer down.
Right, when you get closer to that point, then you can, we're set up something. But the virtual video.
Something in virtual video is gonna see the physical plan layout.
And they can visit the outside of the building, they can't go inside. So anyone that really is interested in seeing where it is and the physical plan from the outside can do that. They can do that at their leisure, it's a public building.
Just so you're aware, we are.
We are planning to shoot some video in there for marketing purposes, so it would be very easy to piggyback on that, an actual walkthrough of the property, without of course violating any kind of safety.
Just have to move the patients out of the way, the residents.
Well, once you've seen one wing.
Exactly, they're all the same.
So, but we certainly could easily do that because we already have a plan to film for some marketing purposes.
And you didn't want it not open.
We'd be able to add in some non-marketing areas like boiler rooms, electrical panels, things that don't.
Right, yes, yeah, we could include whatever you want us to make.
I did just get a message that the county does have images of the floor plan, so we should be all set with that.
I don't know, but.
All I know is a man my age, I'm not gonna walk through the fire signal, that's not gonna happen.
Right, no.
Why?
Mr. Chairman, I have just a question on that.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
My question is, first a comment, in some sense, since we're looking for someone to lease and manage and run it, all the details of the physical plan aren't as important as if someone were purchasing it. But second, in light of that, who's gonna be responsible for the physical maintenance of the building? If we're leasing it to them, are we still on the hook for upkeep and taking care of it, or are we going to pass off that responsibility to them?
The maintenance of the building, other than structural maintenance, will be the responsibility of the lessee. Obviously, if the foundation splits, if it needs a roof, that would be either the county or a negotiation with them.
And even if you amend the form, did you want to see the condition of the apartment?
Well, certainly, yeah. But that's different than the schematics of the electric and plumbing.
Right.
Well, again, sound facility, it's not quite the home window, it's just, you know, how old they are, whatnot, so somebody's getting into it, that, you know, I have that facility where I install code generation, support services, and emergency generators, especially, I know there was one facility up here with a very poor emergency generator a few years ago, but it failed on Christmas holidays, wasn't repaired, so, you know, interested parties like, you know, the condition of that. Because again, I don't believe that failed surveys are really violations of the health of physical plant structure, but it's something that an interested party, if they see or purchase, would be interested in.
And that stuff might come in with the questions that we're gonna get as well, so.
Okay, can you have a?
They may be able to put together a floor plan that could be done on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper as opposed to a schematic, which is gonna be a map, which will cost a fortune to reproduce and mail out.
Yeah, I think that's something that we have already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They usually call it a CAD, they have to reduce the movement percent.
You should have those emergencies capable.
Correct.
Right.
I'm sure that, as I say, I'm sure that Ed has that.
Right. Every building has that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other further discussion, or can we have a motion then?
We have a motion and a second, just an all in favor?
Aye.
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 As long as it's not gonna be sold, only leased, aye.
Aye. Agenda, we're missing next Thursday, we'll be enjoying that before. When would you like to move the next meeting down? The calendars. We have the night, there's not much to do.
There's really no business to do
really no business to do until RFPs are in.
Well, questions.
Oh, questions.
So the questions are due by October 23rd, so we want to meet that following week to go over the questions.
How do you get the calendar? The following week is what?
The 29th would be a Thursday.
October.
We could all come in Friday dressed up.
I'm sorry?
I said we could all come in Friday dressed up.
I may be in Newburgh again. I don't know. I just can't project that far out.
On September, we have that Thursday or Friday?
The Friday?
Are there any legislative meetings on that Thursday?
No.
No.
I mean, I don't know. But right now, no.
What was the no to, Michelle? I missed the whole question.
If the legislature was meeting that Thursday.
No.
They wouldn't normally, but who knows what is going to come up.
Yeah, we meet the day before these questions are due. I don't know, does like a Tuesday or Wednesday work? Maybe that'll be...
I mean, that's fine for me. Well, Lowell, you're not normally.
Yeah, I come and go a lot. That Friday,
I mean, it's so far out. I don't have my calendar.
Well, do we want to set it for like a Thursday at 4:30? And if we need to change it, it's far enough out where if we need
we
to
change
cancel
it, right?
And reschedule,
so a tentative
we can.
Date?
So tentatively, October 29th at 4:30.
And the agenda would be to review questions and prepare
answers. Review questions and what, Lowell?
Preparing the answers.
Okay. I'm sorry, thank you.
Okay. Any other business? Public comment?
Lou, before you speak, we did speak before the meeting, and we're going to post the audio from the meeting along with the minutes. Just wanted to put that out there.
Okay, that takes care of number one.
Okay.
Check.
So if this RFP is coming out Friday, again, I think it's imperative that we begin a search for an outside law firm to assist you in preparing or answering of the questions, scheduling of the interviews, assisting you with the interviews themselves, so they are up to speed before you are even considering drafting contracts. I also believe maybe this isn't a function of this body, but you should be perhaps recommending to the legislature, in light of updated information regarding the county's finances, that perhaps the recommendations that were made in the audit of the care center itself should be taken under advisement, and perhaps an outside consultant hired either by this LDC or the legislature to implement some management changes at the facility, which may assist in improving the performance of the facility, which in turn would make the facility more attractive to potential lessees, and may eliminate the need for the facility to be leased to an outside management company at all. Perhaps management of the facility could be retained by the county. Something to consider, and it is something that we will present to the legislature itself in writing.
Lou, I don't mean to interrupt public comment. Health and Family Services is Thursday coming up, next Thursday. If you could have that letter I would appreciate that, because I would like to bring it up. I'm not sure whether that's a function of the LDC here to hire a consultant, but certainly this is something that the legislature should take under advisement and maybe act on for the consultant. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I actually have a question. When is the RFP going to be made for public to see?
Friday.
Friday, okay.
One other thing quickly. I'm appreciative of the fact that the RFP itself was updated to reflect the addition of item G, but I would like to ask that you update your webpage on the county's website to include that as part of your mission statement. At present, it is not included.
To make a motion to adjourn.
Hold on.
No.
Can we make a motion to update the mission statement on the website? To go along with the RFP, the addition of G?
Second, it was implied when we amended the...
Right, but it has not been done, so I think by putting this resolution through, is that, I made the motion, Mr. Chellis seconded that?
I think it's all good, I have no problem.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. There's no other business, so recommendation to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Well, I think we have to, don't we have to present a resolution since we passed the mission statement via resolution?
Yeah, you need to amend it by resolution.
So...
So what we'll do is we'll draft an amended mission statement, put it in the form of a resolution, and on the 29th, we should be able to pass it without it.
Okay.
And it'll be very clear in the RFP form.
Okay.
All right, so you have a motion by me to adjourn.
Motion.
Nadia, second. Okay.